Alternative assessments, what do they mean? Who takes them? What is the outcome of students that are set up to take them? Last week, if you joined us, we talked about accommodations and modifications, and we're going to lead into, with that knowledge, alternative assessments. Hello, special education strategist. I am your host, Wendy Taylor. I am a mom of three and have sat on both sides of the IEP table as a parent and a professional. The world of special education can be overwhelming, scary, even for me as a parent, and I have extensive special ed training. But I got you. In my solo episodes of The Special Ed Strategist, I'm here to break down the IEP process, reduce the stress, and empower you and your child. At the IEP table, I have learned to improve outcomes, be informed, be prepared, and become a partner with the IEP team. If you are new to special education, feel like your child should be evaluated for special education, or just a curious learner, join me as we dive in and strategize and take your special education worries to wins. So back to alternative assessments. Most students with IEPs take the same standardized test as their peers without IEPs. A small number of students with IEPs take what we call alternative assessments. They are not based on grade level academic standards. Taking alternative assessments might mean a student is not on the path to receive a high school diploma. When we think about testing, most of us go to the big test at the end of the year that takes many sessions and days to complete. While there is an alternative version available, most children will still end up taking the typical standardized assessment. So last week we talked about accommodations and modifications. Your child may not be taking the alternative assessment, but they could have certain accommodations in place to help make the typical test more accessible, maybe extra time, smaller test groups. The alternative assessment is for those students who have more significant needs and usually also have modifications involved in their IEP. The alternative assessment is very similar to the typical standardized test, but it is based off of a modified curriculum. Just like accommodations make the typical test more accessible, the alternate assessment makes testing more accessible to those children working with a modified curriculum. Even though your child may be needing extra support with the test, they must have significant needs to receive the alternative assessment. We think about our law, I always like to refer that. Our federal law requires states to test all students in reading and math once a year in grades 3 through 8 and once in high school. For kids with IEPs, there are only two assessment options. Take the general assessment for the grade they are enrolled in, or take the alternative assessment that is not based on the academic standards for their grade level. Most kids with IEPs, again, take that general assessment. Many of these kids use accommodations, like, again, extra time or having questions read out loud. Back to the law a little bit further. Section 300.160 states a state must ensure that all children with disabilities are included in all general state and district-wide assessment programs. If a state has adopted alternative academic achievement standards for children with disabilities who are students with the most significant cognitive disabilities, the Every Student Succeeds Act, ESSA, says alternative assessments are for students with significant cognitive disabilities. These students are often classified under special education law as having an intellectual disability. The academic standards that students with intellectual disabilities are expected to meet might be very different from those of their peers and general education. Alternative assessments enable schools to measure progress from year to year for, say, a teen who is working to master concepts of money and time. So according to that ESSA, no more than 1% of all students should take alternative assessments. The law says schools need to explain to parents that taking this type of test means that kids are not being measured on grade level standards. The law also says parents need to be told that students who take alternative assessments may not be on the path to receive a high school diploma. If your child has significant cognitive needs, ask your IEP team if the alternative assessment is right for your child. If your child does not qualify for alternative assessments, but you feel like they still need help with testing, make sure that accommodations are put into place to assist them during those testing times. So let's recap really quick. Alternative assessments are very similar to standardized assessments in that they are testing the child on everything they have learned for the year. Alternative assessments are based off of alternative standards and are for children with significant needs who are working with a modified curriculum. Again, I am your host, Wendy Taylor, and I am obsessed with helping families, professionals, bridge learning gaps, access special education services, and build kick-butt IEPs. I hope today's conversation about alternative assessments helps make it a great day for you and your next IEP experience. You know your kids best. You know if they're struggling or thriving, if they are happy or losing hope, if they understand or are completely lost. The question is, what now? If you're unsure what steps to take to help your child succeed and need a starting point, take my free quiz, learningessentialsedu.com. After answering some simple questions about your child, it will guide you towards the first step in helping your child be the best they can be. If you need more special education support, visit learningessentialsedu, where we provide an individualized and systematic approach to supporting students with various learning needs and differences through academic coaching, educational therapy, and Brain Camp, our executive function support model. Need IEP coaching? I've got you covered. LearningEssentialsEDU.com. Bye for now.